Il-jum nazjonali tal-Awstralja għandu l-eruq tiegħu marbuta mal-passat koloniali tal-pajjiż. Ifakkar id-data meta l-ewwel flotta taħdax il-vapur Brittaniku baħru f'Port Jackson bil-Gvernatur Arthur Phillip itella l-bandira Angliża f'Sydney Cove fis-26 ta' Jannar 1788. Ħafna Awstraljani indiġeni iqisu din il-ġurnata bħala invażjoni jew ġurnata li fija rnexxielhom isalvaw. Kif it-tifsira ta' jum l-Awstralja imbidlet matul iż-żmien?
Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, we pay you nisnu Matilda flimkin, amlu bit makul hat, blehen sieta ferhatne, we pay you nisnu Matilda flimkin.
Jum l-Awstralja, Australia Day, kien iċċelebrata l-ewwel darba b'ġema żgħira ta' nies kmieni fis-seklu 19. L-istoriku Dr. Elizabeth Kwan, bbażata f'Darwin, hija l-awtriċi tal-essej Niċċelebraw l-Awstralja, Storja ta' Jum l-Awstralja. Hija tispjega l-iskop oriġinali ta' 26 ta' Jannar.
What was called First Landing Day or Foundation Day was to celebrate with a dinner in Sydney, the beginning in 1788 of British settlement in New South Wales. So they were concerned with the survival of the colony because it hadn't been easy and that it was centred on Sydney. They were celebrating growth and prosperity, the love of Australia, the land we live in, they called it, but also the love of what they termed the mother country. That is Britain.
Dr. Elizabeth Kwon tgħid li wara t-tieni gwerra dinjija u l-immigrazzjoni mill-Ewropa kien hemm realtà tikber minnaħa tal-Gvern Federali li kellhom jgħinu biex l-Awstraljani kollha jintegraw ma' xulxin b'mod pożittiv.
There still had to be an acknowledgement that it had begun as a British settlement, but there was a greater urgency to acknowledge the contributions that were coming from all over the world, as well as from Indigenous, Aboriginal Australians. And so you find this growing attempt to balance celebration on Australia Day with reflection and education. So it saw quite a different side of Australia Day coming through.
Fis-sena 1988 l-istati u t-territorji kollha qablu li jorganizzaw Jum l-Awstralja fis-26 ta' Jannar. Kien biss fl-1994 li l-ġurnata saret vaganza pubblika nazzjonali. Il-Kunsill Nazzjonali ta' Jum l-Awstralja jara li f'dan il-jum isiru ċelebrazzjonijiet u jingħataw unuri lil dawk li jistħoqilhom.
And it showed that what most people are celebrating on Australia these days is, you know, how lucky we are to live somewhere like Australia. It was really about bringing together friends and family to celebrate and to connect on the day. And a lot of people talked also about the freedoms that we have here in Australia, and particularly with a really high number of new Australians and recent migrants. I think that kind of real sense of, you know, opportunity and freedom is what people are really celebrating these days on Australia Day.
Illum jum l-Awstralja jkun iċċelebrat b'mod differenti ma' nazzjon kollu. Chris Kirby jgħid li ħafna Awstraljani jażlu li jgħaddu din il-ġurnata mal-familja u l-ħbieb jew billi jattendu avvenimenti li jsiru.
Our national day isn't like the days that occur in other countries. It's very relaxed. It's very much that people can make of it what they want, from, you know, Aboriginal festivals of culture up in Coffs Harbour to, you know, huge multicultural parades down the centre of the Melbourne Central Business District to, you know, crazy, very Aussie outback events like thong throwing or cane toad racing. So there's a whole range of different events that happen on the day.
Ċerimonji ta' ċittadinanza jsiru wkoll f'Jum l-Awstralja fejn ċittadini ġodda jagħtu l-weda tagħhom li jsiru ċittadini Awstraljani. Chris Kirby jgħid li din hija ċelebrazzjoni tal-multikulturalizmu fl-Awstralja.
It's something that's been encouraged by the Department of Immigration, and it really is a way of us celebrating the multicultural society that we live in and the success of that multiculturalism that all of us, other than the first Australians, are descendant from or have arrived from other countries. And I think that's, to me, a very apt way of marking our national day.
Lejliet jum l-Australia, il-Prim Ministru Australian jagħti għarfien liċ-ċittadini li jagħtu kontribut sinifikanti lill-komunità u lill-pajjiż.
They've been running since 1960 and originally there was just the Australian of the Year and now we actually have four awards. So there's the Australian of the Year, the Senior Australian of the Year, the Young Australian of the Year and also the Local Hero. And really the awards are, you know, all about celebrating the Australians that typify what we think Australia is about. You know, it's about that optimism, that tenacity that we see as part of Australian culture.
Madankollu, il-26 ta' Jannar għal ħafna li kienu diġa l-Australia bħala aborigini jirrappreżenta l-dawn in-nies jum ta' invażjoni jew jum li fiħir nexxielhom isalvaw mill-invażjoni li ifakkar il-bidu tal-kolonizzazzjoni Brittanika. Dr. Chelsea Bond hija mill-komunità aborigina Munanjaħli u Australjana South Sea Islander li tallem fit-taqsima tal-istudji aborigini u Torres Strait Islander fl-Università ta' Queensland. Hija tgħid li ħafna Awstraljani indiġeni ma jiċċelebrawx fis-26 ta' Jannar.
The fact that it is insisted that we celebrate a day which at worst has been a day of mourning for Indigenous people and at best a celebration of our survival in a world that was an intent on destroying our way of life. And I think that surely as a nation there is a better day, a more inclusive day, where we all get to celebrate being part of this nation.
Chris Kirby jaraf li hemm nies li jħossuhom differenti lejn dan il-jum.
What's important is that Australia Day isn't about telling people how they should feel or whether they should get involved or whether they should celebrate. It really is, from our point of view, a day where people should choose how they want to mark the day. And it really is, for me, about reflecting on our past, but also celebrating where we are now. And I think increasingly about looking to what the future holds for the country.
F'mossa kuraġġuża biex tinkludi l-Awstraljani indiġeni, il-Belt ta' Fremantle riċentament qajmet kontroversja billi bidlet il-festivitajiet tagħha ta' jum l-Awstralja b'avveniment ieħor imsejjaħ One Day, ġurnata waħda fit-28 ta' Jannar. Il-website tal-Kunsil tgħid li din id-deċiżjoni saret biex ikun iċċelebrat li tkun Awstraljan jew Awstraljana b'mod li jinkludi l-Awstraljani kollha. Dr. Chelsea Bond temmen li mal-Awstralja kollha il-festivitajiet ta' jum l-Awstralja għandhom isiru f'ġurnata waħda.
The failure to change the date thus far, despite the calls by Indigenous people and many other Australians to change a date, I think it speaks to the relationship of power between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. It speaks to the position of Indigenous peoples in this country. It tells us where we sit in the nation's consciousness. Was something still not talked about. The history that Indigenous Australians have experienced in this country is still something that this country prefers to keep quiet about.
Dr. Elizabeth Kwon tgħid li l-ġurnata saret aktar riflessiva tas-soċjetà Awstraljana illum.
As we've seen from the evolution of Australia Day, it has been a work in progress and the day and governments have responded to the way Australian society has changed. Perhaps too slowly for some, but it is a work in progress. The more we can discuss and involve everybody in that discussion, the better.
Stidu kontru l-lu, ul-kul mat-tija fir-ħannem.